No shivering allowed. It's summertime, midsummer, 2013. One more day in the month of July. It'll be August. You are a Leo if this is your month. At least that's that's where you get started when it comes to astrology. Got to go a lot deeper than that. And speaking of going deeper, Andrea Metcalf, who is our fitness person, will join us in the next half hour with some exercise routines. That's what I like to call them. They basically are, she has such great ideas, and she is everywhere. Everybody loves to deal with her. And so I think do you think fitness on the go is a good handle for her? Wrap her around fitness on the go, because she's always thinking about moving her body. That's what she says.
Yeah, it's kind of no-nonsense.
Move it.
Oh,
yeah.
Stuff that you can do anywhere.
Yeah, and it's very helpful.
I can't stand when people say, oh, I've got the greatest exercise routine ever. All you need are bands and balls, and you need all this stuff. I mean, it's so refreshing to just say, hey, go outside and walk.
Well, it just shows you that they're...
Move your butt.
Exactly. Yes, moving. Move it, move it, move it. Richie, there's a story. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and Ken Kessler here on the Good Day program. A stylized home gets highlighted today at DougStefan.com. A home covered in beer cans.
All right.
In Houston, from built in the Great
Depression. My home used to be covered in beer cans.
Inside out and in the trash can. John Milokovic did not throw away anything. He had, like you were suggesting, empty cans of beer all over the place.
Was he a hoarder?
Apparently. The siding on his house was pretty much destroyed. It was rotten. They needed to put siding on it. So he was going to use aluminum siding. And then he thought to himself, wait a minute, I got all these cans. He's had cans stored in his attic for years. He cut them open, flattened each one of them, and used them on the outside of his home. So the picture of the house is at DougStefan.com. He
guaranteed said, this guy's single.
Well, the funny thing is that it was not to attract attention, but that's the ultimate. I mean, you think about it. It'll be like Dennis Weaver built his house out of tires in Arizona. Everybody went by Dennis Weaver's house, not to see Dennis Weaver. They wanted to see the house that was built out of tires.
Can you imagine how the tire house smells in very hot Arizona?
Awful. Terrible. Yeah, that would have been an awful reality. Anyway, so the neighborhood he lives in is transformed, and his wife, apparently, you said...
he has a wife?
No, I'm just telling you, I was going to say, his wife died 20 years ago, so you're right.
I told you.
And then he started drinking, and he's like, what do I can do with all these cans?
God love him for recycling. I'm not knocking him for that. That's actually pretty cool. But you just know that no wife in her right mind would allow her husband to collect all those cans first and then start smashing them and cutting them into pieces. Exactly. Put on the outside of the house.
It's referred to as folk art.
And he doesn't live in a neighborhood, I assure you of that.
No.
Otherwise, they have to ask for permission about the color of paint on the outside of their house.
The neighbors would be shooting his windows out right now.
Yeah, right. But it actually, again, look at the picture. It's at DougStefan.com. From today's show. It has really sort of an interesting
I took a trip to West Virginia a few months ago, and you see a whole lot of kegs as mailbox posts.
Really?
Yeah. People will take an old keg. Happens a lot in West Virginia. I know you people like to have a little fun.
And mud.
And at the end of their yard, you see a keg with a mailbox sticking out of it. Maybe a tire wrapped around the bottom of the keg.
Lovely.
It's art.
Yeah, it sure is. In a moment, we go to Minneapolis for the story of Nazis. Remember that line from Indiana Jones, and he's over Richie loves it when I tell this. He's standing over the banister looking down where all the Nazis are working, and he says, Nazis, I hate those guys. So we'll tell you, we'll give you a reason not to like at least 10 of them in a moment.
Where'd you say they were?
Nazis? Oh, where are they? They're in Minneapolis.
Oh, because I thought they were in Illinois.
I hate Illinois Nazis.
One of the great lines from the Blues Brothers 2000. No, it wasn't 2000. It was the first one.
Yeah, the first one.
12 past the hour. This is Good Day.
Did you get Abe Lincoln's Snapchat? It totally emancipated my thinking.
Yeah, people didn't realize that he wasn't just a progressive leader. He was also a humorist.
And that Spotify playlist from Brahms put me to sleep.
Marie Antoinette keeps posting pics of cake, hoping people will like her. I totes commented, hashtag abolish monarchy, hashtag guillotine.
What a drama queen.
Alex Bell keeps tweeting at me. Just because he invented the phone doesn't mean he can keep blowing up mine.
Smartphones are like tutors that work 24/7. So send your student back to school with a smartphone from Sprint. Buy one Samsung Galaxy S4 for $199.99 or a Galaxy S3 for $99.99 and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Make the most of your new phones with unlimited data and 4G LTE, all while on the Sprint network. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com.
Offer ends 8/15/13 rebate via reward card. Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fee. Excludes taxes, network use, rules, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
No hoodie, no jeans, a few dollars got me, you know.
Cause mom, remember, it's a few
ways.
Go back to school with Kmart. Get hoodies or denim for $10. And Shop Your Way members get composition notebooks, which is 25 cents each, with an in-store purchase of $5 or more. Kmart, a new school year starts here. Offer valid through 8/13. Exclusions and limits apply. See store for details.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale. Yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor. Make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
If you have recently visited Booking.com, then you, clever sir or madam, are not on your way to buy canned peas.
Attention, shoppers. This place is lame.
You are not rushing to the dentist to have your molars drilled.
Whoops.
Nor are you transporting caked-up 9-year-olds from a birthday party. No, you are on your way to a Booking incredible resort, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.com.
13 at the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. There were 10 suspected Nazi war criminals that were ordered deported last year by the United States. Guess what?
What?
None of them ever left the country. Justice Department data, 4 of them are living in the Minneapolis area, apparently.
Yeah, big area for Nazis, right?
I hadn't thought about it that way. Is that a big area for Nazis?
I have no idea.
All of them were wanted by various countries. Where would they want them? I mean, they were wanted by the Germans, or they were wanted by the Israelis? Who actually chasing all these Nazis that have been chased around since World War II? Who were the ones that chased them? Mostly the Israelis, right?
Haven't we arrested them?
Yeah. Well, I thought we had. Recently? We did Demandjik in Cleveland. I remember the big deal about him. Yeah. Anyway, the case of Vladis Zakanakis, who lives in Sutton, Massachusetts, about 20 miles from me. Theodore Szczesny, who lives in Westchester, Pennsylvania. Jacques Palji in New York City.
Sounds like a Star Wars
character. Jacques Palji in New York City. John Calimon in Troy, Michigan. Those are the ones that are living outside of Minneapolis. They've all been stripped of their citizenship and ordered deported, yet they have stayed in this country. Somebody did a report, and guess what? They're all getting public benefits from the United States government. That's how they found them. They're still... I mean, this place...
These people are so brazen. Ay, ay, ay.
I'd like some to use my food stamps for some Wiener Schnitzel and that Uzi over there, please.
My God, what is the matter with us?
Excuse me, I know this is government-funded housing, but I don't want to live next to that guy because he is evil.
He's a Jew.
Can you move me, please?
Yeah. Unbelievable. These guys, by the way, the guy lives in Massachusetts. They finally, now that they found him, this report came out, this guy's getting deported. Guess how old he is?
How old?
97 years old.
Really?
Why are you going to bother? I suppose maybe that's where you start with.
He's got his own life sentence coming up, right?
Yeah. Here's another guy, the guy in Pennsylvania, Schnizetsky, is 89.
You know, I'd rather sit down and just have somebody like Oprah interview these people.
Yeah.
And find out what they were thinking.
And find out what they were thinking and whether their heart and their mind has changed over the years.
That'd be a great question to have.
You know, rather than just chuck them in jail and be done with them, there's some valuable
information. Why would you want Oprah to do that?
There.
I could do that. I can ask these people these questions.
Go for it.
Have to go. Yeah, you could.
Why don't you try right now?
You're not going to get them to cry, though.
Let's see.
Go to the farm.
I can get
them to work.
Yeah, I can get them to cry.
Really?
I can cry. Let them go. Get them to cry.
Okay.
Let's see. Here's Ephraim Zuroft, the chief Nazi hunter for the Simon Wiesenthal Center, said many countries lack the political will to accept these Nazi criminals who have been ordered deported. And that was one of the problems with the some who are here in America. Germany says that they wouldn't take any of them back. Remember, that was the story with Demanchik, who died last year. He was a guy in Cleveland. I don't know where he ended up, but I know he didn't go back to Germany. Let's see here. One of the guys lives in Clinton Township, Michigan, and the state posts an armed guard outside of his house.
The state park did.
He was supposed to be deported in 2003. And because no country would take him, they put a guard around his house 24 hours a day so the locals wouldn't go in and shoot him once they found out that he was living in the neighborhood. This is crazy.
Only in America.
So let the locals go in and shoot him. Problem over. What's the deal?
Not with that scary park ranger out front.
I was cleaning my gun and it just went off. Thought I saw a bar.
I'm just bringing him a picnic basket.
Yes, unbelievable. All right.
Shot him.
19 past the hour.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua loved big shiny boxes. Hold 50 pterodactyls. Gargantua loved pterodactyls.
It's a giant, all right. And you can also get an extra 15% off all appliances over $4.99 when you use your Sears card.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/28/23.
Did you get Abe Lincoln's Snapchat? It totally emancipated my thinking.
Yeah, people didn't realize that he wasn't just a progressive leader. He was also a humorist.
And that Spotify playlist from Brahms put me to sleep.
Marie Antoinette keeps posting pics of cake, hoping people will like her. I totes commented, hashtag abolish monarchy, hashtag guillotine.
What a drama queen.
Alex Bell keeps tweeting at me. Just because he invented the phone doesn't mean he can keep blowing up mine.
Smartphones are like tutors that work 24/7. So send your student back to school with a smartphone from Sprint. Buy one Samsung Galaxy S4 for $199.99 or a Galaxy S3 for $99.99 and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Make the most of your new phones with unlimited data and 4G LTE, all while on the Sprint network. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com.
Offer ends A1513 rebate via reward card. Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fee. Excludes taxes, network use, rules, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
They say you get what you pay for, meaning the less you pay, the less you get. Not necessarily true. For instance, a lot of people pay less for car insurance by switching to Geico, but get more than savings. They get satisfaction. In fact, Geico's customer satisfaction is at 97%. And that explains why I nearly got stepped on by some happy customers dancing in the street.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately. immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium-iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
I have a lot of admiration for her. Gloria Estefan and the Miami Sound Machine. Number one during this week in 1987. The Rhythm Is Going to Get You. This has a great beat, great move.
Yeah,
to
and
it.
What was kind of cool about her, and I think Shakira does the same thing, is they still will make pop music, but they never lose their root sound. You know
The root sound is Hispanic.
Yeah.
She's one of the mainstays in Miami social circles. And always in demand, both for performances in English and in Spanish. And does she do most of her? How does this work, by the way? If you're a big Spanish star, do you record songs in both languages in order to make sure you get the most bang for your buck?
She does some, but she's primarily English. I mean, they had that show on the Spanish networks where they go and
she
like,
and her husband,
for talent,
right?
Mark Anthony.
Yeah,
and so they go to all the different Central and South
Anthony
American
countries. To
Jennifer
Mark
Lopez.
Anthony was married to Jennifer Lopez, not Gloria Estefan.
What am I talking about? I'm sorry.
Kind of think you
I'm
know
totally
what
thinking
about.
J-Lo. Yeah.
So let me move on to the next performer.
I got chemo brain. Keep moving along.
All right, okay. So put your chemo brain aside. From Gloria Estefan, we go to Los Del Rio.
And, please.
Hey. You guys will be singing this all day.
Got so overplayed.
Richard's going to be sitting in his chair doing the Macarena later.
This was number one during this week in 1996 during the second election campaign of Al Gore and Bill Clinton. That's when it became popular. It stayed at number one for 14 weeks, this song. Number one.
Wow.
14 weeks in a row. You realize how many copies they had to sell to get it at number one?
It's a weird time.
As long as you're going down our list and picking out the Latinos, we might as well knock them all out. What do you think?
Christina?
Yeah.
Have you seen her lately?
She
has lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Like, rocking little body again.
Christina Aguilera, Genie in a Bottle, number one during this week in 1999. We are playing Gilbert O'Sullivan to Richie.
Irish Hispanic.
Yeah.
You know what? It's scary how you and my brain. I was just about to push the button just to mess with you. But then I decided I'd go with this. Here's our last Latino on the list.
Don't tell my heart. All right.
That's
it. Okay. All right, 26 at the hour.
I love you, Billy Ray.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. You've probably seen videos of a soldier returning from service and being greeted by his dog at our Video of the Day box, which is the primary real estate. When you click onto DougSteffen.com, first thing you see is the Video of the Day, today's, and then you can go on the left-hand side of that and go through, scroll through a whole bunch of our videos of the day if you haven't caught up. Michael Carbonaro posted today's video of the reaction he got from his cat after he returned from the duty that he was called to. So he's got a cat, Michael Cabanello.
Scratch his eyes out?
No, I don't think so. No. I think it's actually quite a nice one. You should check it out, Richie. At DougStephan.com. We're going to post, I'm going to put Richie on the spot right now. At DougStephan.com, there's a listen box, upper right-hand corner. And in that box is the cue, the clue, the connection. Because a lot of people get frustrated. Sometimes they can hear the program in its live performance time, which is 4 in the morning until 10 East Coast time. And that's cool. Or they want the archives, and they can't get them. The other day, Meredith says, I can't get the archives. Can download them anyway. So we've worked a lot on cleaning up all of the various ways that you can hear the program, whether live or recorded. And so you can get it at DougStephan.com, RadioAmerica.org, CRN.com, or it's actually CRNTalk.com, right?
Yes, CRNTalk.com.
And GCN, which is the Genesis Radio, GCNLive.com. I think you can find it there. Plus, we're on all of these other apps and the podcast, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, TalkStream Live. It's all over the place. So we'll have that list for you right away, right? 28 after on Good Day.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 4.5%, APR 4.53%, that payment could support a $265,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $50,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, yeah.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua loves big shiny box. Hold 50 pterodactyl. Gargantua loves pterodactyl.
It's a giant, all right. And you can also get an extra 15% off all appliances over $4.99 when you use your Sears.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid meteor shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's
33 after the hour now. As we move ourselves into another half hour of conversation, the representative from the fitstudio.com is going to be with us in a few moments. And she is fit. She does have a studio. I got a studio. I'm fit, too. Maybe we can have two fit studios. Andrea Metcalf.
Squared.
Exercise is on our mind in a few moments. First, though, Jennifer has the story of a former policeman who was fired.
Yeah, I saw the story, and I thought it might crank you up, Dougie. I always like to find the ones that get you going.
Get us cranked.
Yeah. Well, this Alabama police officer says that he was fired after complaining about a ticket quota. City officials say it was an unfounded accusation.
Yes. Police have a quota?
Who knew, right?
Oh, my God.
This guy's name is Justin Hanners. He's 30, and he claims that the Auburn Police Department began instructing its officers as early as 2010 to make 100 contacts per month.
Contacts.
Mm-hmm. With those interactions divided among warnings, tickets, arrests, and field interviews.
Really?
Now, this guy worked for the department for 6 years and said he has audio recordings to even prove his claim. He told Fox News, quote, I stressed a moral objection to the quota. I was then told I wouldn't get promoted, I would get bad evaluations, and ultimately I would be fired.
Uh-huh. And so he was. Mm-hmm.
And so he was.
He wasn't fired for not having his quota. He was fired because he blew the whistle.
Right. Now, the city manager said that there was a quota that was wrongfully conveyed. We didn't mean to give you a quota.
No,
to at least one patrol shift.
Uh-huh.
But he said that the quotas do not exist.
These people must think we're all stupid. Oh, no, of course.
Right?
Yeah. Everybody's stupid except them. And who believes this, by the way? How many of you raise your hand?
That there was a quota that was just mistakenly given to one patrol ship that this guy happened to be on?
Uh-huh.
That's hard to believe.
Pretty amazing. The permaculture food growing world. How many people know how this works?
No.
Permaculture?
Hook me up.
No idea.
Help me out.
Permaculture is a way of using sort of where we're trying to transition our planet, our country, away from the using the land and the sea just for us. This is a way of being diverse, of putting back into the land, of putting back into the sea the same sorts of things that we're taking out. And that doesn't mean necessarily garbage, although, you know, when you hear the stories about all these cruise liners throwing their garbage overboard, if it's food, then it's actually good for the sea, because all of the life, most of the fish and stuff, get to eat that stuff, and it's nourishment. So that's not a problem, but when they throw all of their other trash and garbage into the sea, that does become a problem. So people are trying to become more aware, and that's part of what this sort of revival is, and I think that's what it is, a revival of interest in keeping the earth as pristine as possible. You hear all kinds of different ways of describing it. But what it also, in terms of on the land, these community gardens that are starting everywhere, there is a move in Brazil, for example, to stockpile food. In England, they are stockpiling food. And there are 130 locations around the country that have been considered transition towns or cities. For example, Providence, Rhode Island, near me, they have acquired a lot of land to teach people how to grow their own food. So this is, it's right up my alley, because it is kind of out of the same cloth that I am, the locavore movement, getting people to buy local produce, buy local dairy products, whatever it is. And your town could be transitioning. They're all over the country. I'm looking at a map of how many there are. There are 170 of them in California alone, Jennifer. There are 31 in Washington State, 18 in Oregon, 64 in New York. Massachusetts has 17. Rhode Island has 44 towns. That's, you wouldn't think about that. Rhode Island is not considered much of an any kind of a state.
44 towns, so that's a lot.
Yeah, they're trying to get people to be more conscious, so they're working to set up these farmers' markets, to set up the community gardens, and they're actually putting some local tax dollars into it. So, Richie, does that help you a little bit? It's trying to strengthen the community by producing local food, and that's the transition towns, and they're all over the place.
A lot of people have gardens more than I ever did, in their backyard.
More and more and more. They want to do that, produce the food. They don't have what's the point of having a lawn? Think about it. It's work. It's expensive. So dig up your lawn, put in a garden, grow your own food, and don't have to worry about mowing the grass. You're so much better off all the way around. Gardens for everyone. That's what I say. All right? So there's a little information. Here's something else that I say with conviction. The teeth that now look yellow, and you have that tan, and people look at the tan, hey, this is a great-looking body, till you open your mouth and flash a smile, and it's yellow. Ugh. So you want your white teeth to go with your hot body, right? The way to do that is to call for Provia. Provia, good, Doug. Power swabs. Provia is for your hair.
If you want hairy teeth.
Yeah. Won't do much for your hair. Power swabs won't do much for your hair. Provia won't do much for your teeth. But if we turn it around, power swabs, clinically proven teeth whitening system, gets your teeth whiter and brighter in 5 minutes. There's conviction in my voice because I'm using it as well. And I think my teeth look much better than they did a year ago before I started treating. And you can do it for once a week. You can do it a month. You can do it a year, whatever. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, power swabs get rid of the stains on all of them. Who doesn't want to have a nice white smile? You don't want yellow teeth, especially, again, the contrast with that wonderful tan. Call now, 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. You'll get a 5-minute solution to whitening your teeth. Whiten your teeth, and it's clinically proven, so you know this thing's going to work or you get your money back. Developed by a dentist who knows his stuff, found coconut oil to be the substance as a great cleanser, and that's really what the basis is for power swabs. Ask about their other products as well. 800-865-7602 for white teeth now.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French Door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua loved big shiny box. Hold 50 pterodactyl. Gargantua loved pterodactyl.
It's a giant, all right. And you can also get an extra 15% off all appliances over $4.99 when you use your Sears card.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/28/23.
When it comes to great style, it's not just about the clothes. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Fragrance can inspire some of the season's hottest looks, like flirty lace, floral print, and bold colors. Renowned style icon and new Caress Fabulista Lala Anthony shares beauty secrets and style tips for flaunting what's fabulous.
Fragrance sets the tone for my day, from how I feel to what I wear. Let fragrance inspire you to live fabulously every day, starting with the alluring fragrance of new Caress Tempting Whisper Fine Fragrance Elixir Body Wash. It has scents of white peony and red plum that last long after you've showered. Pair it with playful print for an amazing look.
Tempt your senses with alluring fragrances this summer. For more fashion tips and beauty secrets from style icon Lala Anthony, plus to enter daily for a chance to win prizes by showing how you live life fabulously every day, visit Caress on Facebook. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say, yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
17 and a half for the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, and Andrea Metcalf, who is all of our friends, is a friend to all of us. Is that better English? I think that is. She has something called the Fit Studio, which is basically an outgrowth of Naked Fitness and all the other fitness activities that you've done. You can actually go online to fitstudio.com if you'd like to subscribe. You get access to all kinds of things. You have your videos, your daily routines. How are your videos different than anybody else's videos?
Well, on fitstudio.com, the Drop 5 and 30 programs on there, which is 10-minute workouts that are free to download. So it's really exciting. This week at Fit Studio, I'm glad you brought it up, is that if you wear an activity tracker of any type, you can upload your information to Fit Studio and start to earn points to get gift certificates for Sears and workout equipment. So your fitness will earn you, you know, points to get stuff, which I think is really cool. And I'm happy to say that we're partnered with Sears on that. And, it, you know, every time you walk, every step you take, as long as you're with an activity tracker of some kind, you can upload it and the points. How cool is that?
It sounds like a song, every breath you take, every step you take. That's the Cars, isn't it? Who did that song?
The Police.
Yeah, the Police did it. Yeah. Yeah. No, it was actually the Police Cars when they got
the Police Cars, right.
You got it. Right.
Woo, woo, woo.
All right, so I want to kind of paint a picture for people, or rather, I'd rather have you, Andrea, paint a picture for people for the summertime when you take time off from work and you go away for a week to some neat place, a beach, and you want to take advantage of what opportunities there are. Do you find that people actually are more concerned about exercising, less concerned about exercising when they're on vacay, when they're traveling?
Well, I think that people are less concerned about exercise when they're on vacation.
Really?
It's their time to kind of decompress, which is also a really good thing. But that's when you can sneak in those 10-minute walks along the beach that not only give you a chance to really look at the scenery, but get the benefit of both mind and body connection, as well as burning a few calories. So highly, highly, highly recommend that when you do go on vacation, and we're talking vacation, not business trips, because those are kind of different things,
yeah,
different mind modes, is that you try and take that 10-minute walk in the morning and the evening. And then that maybe that habit can start to form, the discipline that it takes to continue to do that. So that's what I would do.
I was thinking about what I'm doing this summer. Actually, you all will not recognize me when you see me because I'm taking a very serious approach to exercising. One of the things I'm doing is pushing up. I don't know how to well do the, although I must admit that Meredith taught me how to do this once and I didn't do it, that plank thing. How do you do the
planking?
Yeah, plank for push-ups. What do you do?
Well, on your elbows and on your toes, and you try and create a straight line from your shoulders to your heels.
Right.
Holding in the belly, slightly tucking under the pelvis. And the world record for females is 38 minutes held by a 72-year-old girl from Green Bay called Betty Lou Sweeney.
72 years old?
Wow.
Yeah, 38 minutes. So
she held herself for 38 minutes.
You are. Yeah. You need to aspire to that.
It sounds like something. Thank you for the acknowledgement of her being older than me. That keeps your tummy tight, right? It's sort of like a tummy tuck?
Well, it keeps the whole body toned because you are working the shoulders, the triceps, the lats, primarily the core, those abdominals, the obliques, the transverse, and then you're even getting a little bit of quad. So it's a great movement. You know, the more we put more of our body against gravity, which, look at that plank, you've got your whole body against gravity.
Yeah.
The more muscles you're working.
All right, so your elbows are on the floor and your fists are in place on the floor, right? Or you keep your hands open or closed? Does it make a difference? You're resting on your elbows.
It makes a difference. If you actually rotate the palms open and up, you'll put less stress on the shoulder joint.
Really?
As opposed to putting palms down.
All right, but so palms up and you're on the floor with your elbows on the floor and your feet are on their toes, is that it? And you're holding yourself
still.
You're
on your toes, yeah. Richie, you do these, don't you?
Yeah, we do them in Taekwondo. They are painful.
They don't create muscle, though. What do they do?
Abs.
Tightens it up. Tightens up your abs.
They do create muscle.
They do.
Yeah, your core.
Not doing, but there's no movement. There's no motion.
You're holding your body. It's resistance.
Uh-huh.
Correct, okay. And it's called an isometric hold, which means it's only building strength in that plane of motion, mm-hmm. but you are still overloading the muscle, getting it to fatigue, and then creating more new muscle fibers.
One of the most painful things that our Taekwondo instructor makes us do is just get into a push-up position all the way down and just hold it.
Mm-hmm. So your elbows are out to the side.
And just stay there. And he'll keep you there for 2 minutes.
Right.
And
oh,
your arms feel like spaghetti when you're done.
Yes.
But, I mean, it works.
Yep. All right, Andrea. AndreaMetcalf.com, FitStudio.com. Find out what the expert is saying. And I don't say experts, I say singular expert. Andrea is the expert when it comes to American fitness. She's here with us on Good Day every week. It's 11 before the hour.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert. Traveling internationally is a once-in-a-lifetime experience for many. According to a recent Bank of America study, 7% of families vacationing this summer are traveling internationally. Whether visiting family and friends or heading to a dream destination overseas, planning ahead, using credit cards, and brushing up on conversion rates can make sure the trip stays within your family's budget.
When traveling internationally, you want to make sure you alert your credit card issuer before traveling. This will ensure no issues when using the card abroad or alert the company to suspicious activity. Additionally, you'll want to take advantage of credit card programs like the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, which have no foreign transaction fees and utilize chip technology to provide customers with expanded global acceptance, convenience, and security when shopping outside the U.S.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer. Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Creator of the Simpsons, and now put my finger on his name. I read an article yesterday about him, 58 years old, and he's dying of colon cancer, giving all his money away. He's got hundreds of millions of dollars, and he's giving it all away. Now, the reason I mention that is because you heard the Simpsons theme there by Green Day from the movie, The Simpsons Movie, which was number one at the box office during this week in 2007. So, what was that, 6 years ago? This thing was hot. Was there one Simpsons movie? Or have there been
so
more?
Far, just
only one.
One.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Is there a market for another one? That's the guy who hosted the Oscars. Isn't that his deal, or what's his?
That's Family Guy, Seth MacFarlane. It's Matt Groening.
Seth MacFarlane and Family Guy.
Okay.
No, it's been one Simpson movie. I mean, obviously they could do another one; it would do well. But they haven't done it. I don't think there's plans to do another one.
Chucker, who's the fellow I was thinking of? Who's the co-creator of The Simpsons that's dying of colon cancer?
I don't know his name, but I read the story myself the day before yesterday.
I don't remember.
Sam Simon.
Simon, that's it. Thank you, Sam Simon. Yep. Yeah, and he's 58 years old.
Is The Simpsons still doing as well in the ratings as it's always done?
No. But I think in its heyday, it did about 10 million viewers a week. Now it's doing about 5.
So still getting it done,
still
then.
In the market.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's The Simpsons story. We have our quiz. Movie noise, some people call it. I call it movie audio. We have three excerpts from a movie that was big. Matter of fact, we're celebrating the birthday of the star of this movie, whose voice you will recognize immediately, and I think you'll find the movie pretty easy to recognize as well. So try us with the identity 888-302-3684. Here's the first clip.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, which one is it?
Which one? Which movie is it? Right. 888-302-3684. That's the first of three clips. Here's number two.
You lack discipline.
Oh, I know this.
Of course you're not. 888. You're not going to tell everybody anyway. 888-302-3684. Chucker, you got this, right?
Sure. It's Citizen Kane.
Yeah.
The last one is, the last cut is going to be, it's not a tumor.
Go ahead.
It might be a tumor.
It's not a tumor.
888-302-3684.
I love that movie.
Yeah,
all right.
Well,
some people will confuse that sound from another movie that had a similar sort of play to it, if you will. I don't give you too much more because it gives it away then. 888-302-3684 for the swell prize. We'll get to that after this. Chucker's got movie news coming right up, too.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
Because Kate switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her purse wants to do some cartwheels. Maybe three or four in a row. But it can't. It's a purse. It doesn't have the hand-eye coordination for cartwheeling. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice some extra cash, you'll know your purse wants to do some cartwheels. But remember, it can't. Because purses don't cartwheel. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, let's get to Chucker's movie news. What do you have, Chuck?
This is interesting, Doug. Paramount pitches as high as the writers of Mission Impossible 4 to come up with a script for a fourth entry in the Beverly Hills Cop franchise, which will again star Eddie Murphy as Detective Axel Foley.
Mm-hmm.
He played the role originally in 84 in the classic film. The sequel was good. The third entry, not so good, actually pretty bad. They created a pilot for a Beverly Hills Cop TV show where Murphy would co-star and make occasional appearances. CBS rejected it, so now Murphy and producers are going to turn the character once again into a feature film.
That's a good idea.
Question, is that exciting?
Yeah.
I say it interests me, but it doesn't really excite me.
No, if they can make a good movie out of it, if they were good, they were fun, fast-moving, you like Murphy's... his personality, yeah. If they can do a good job, right? You're talking about the last one was the one where he was in that money, that stupid zoo or whatever.
It was in the amusement park. That was just the last one.
Right, yeah. And, all right, so I think that's good news. Julie, listening to the Gardner Station in Templeton, Mass. Hi, Julie, how are you? Where's Julie?
I'm here.
All right, so what's the name of the movie?
Kindergarten Cop.
Yes, ma'am, it is. When's the last?
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.